Only smart people get up early enough to listen to the Francine Marie Show. So thanks for listening, smarty pants.
Oi, Billy! Oscar! Dave! Get up! Francine Marie Show's on!
Are you ready for the holiday season? Heath Leo is the Artistic Executive Director with Carolina Voices. He's going to get us pumped up for the holidays because guess what? The singing Christmas tree is coming up. Good morning.
Good morning, Francine. Thank you so much for having me with you this morning. It's Christmas time, ready or not. Here we go.
Can you imagine working at a radio station hearing Christmas songs for two solid months?
So I am never tired of Christmas music.
Are you one of those people?
We are a rare breed, I suppose, but yes, indeed.
The 2022 A Singing Christmas Tree, when did it start?
The Singing Christmas Tree in Charlotte originated as a number of volunteers gathered on the steps of a local funeral home in 1954. They formed on those steps the shape of a tree and sang some familiar Christmas carols. That very next year, they opened up Ovens Auditorium. The production moved into there. They did a full-on production with lights and cast and theatrical elements. And it stayed at Ovens Auditorium all the way through its 60th year. It is the oldest production of a theatrical production of a singing Christmas tree in the United States. This will be the 68th year of the production. We're thrilled that it's still going strong. We change it up every year. It's a different program. A metaphor I like to use is, you know how we decorate our trees in our living rooms and we put the ornaments up and you have these traditional, maybe hand-me-down ornaments, right? That you've had for years. And, you know, and there's special moments that you hang those on the tree. You know, those are the traditional songs that we know the audience really wants to hear. They might be traditional arrangements. They might be new arrangements. But when I program the tree, I like to think of having a sparkle of some of these new songs as well to complement that tradition that, you know, that kind of grounds what the Christmas season is all about, right? So this year's theme is really all about community. We're at the Grand Halton Theater at Central Piedmont Community College, their central campus, beautiful theater, 1,000-seat theater. This will be the first time that we've performed in this space. But because it's Central Piedmont Community College, it just felt natural to build off of that idea of community. So we brought in a number of collaborators. What is new this year, primarily, a really great feature is an Irish tenor named Emmett Cahill. Now, you may have heard of Celtic Women as a production. Celtic Thunder is the complimentary all-male cast. And Emmett has been a featured lead tenor for that production for many years. But he's an independent artist spending a large amount of his time, actually in New York City, developing his opera career from Ireland. He's just got this gorgeous, gorgeous voice. We're lucky to partner with him several years ago as he sang with our Festival Singers Ensemble. And we've been longing to bring him to be a part of the singing Christmas tree for years and years and years. And of course, the pandemic just delayed that. Finally, Emmett Cahill, along with his amazing accompanist, Seamus Brett, will be a part of this year's show. Now, it's limited that he only performs on two of our shows, the Saturday matinee and Saturday evening show. Those are on December 10. So those are really, really special tickets to get. For the community to be at the show is important to us. We want to make tickets accessible, right? In 2020, virtual production went to 46 states and 17 countries. More folks that are involved in this year's production that are unique. We have Emmett Cahill. We'll also have the Walsh Kelly Irish Dancers Dance Academy, which is just going to be a fun little moment. A couple of times that they grace the stage and do their thing, you know, with Irish clogs and all of that. So we will also have the Charlotte Contemporary Ensemble. Now, there's a long history with this historically Black gospel choir, and they're more than just gospel, but we have a long history with them, and they have a long history of collaboration in the city of Charlotte, partnering with Opera Carolina, with Gant Center, Firebird Alliance. And new this year will be the, because we love kids, the Northwest School of the Arts Middle School Choir. Aaron Lafreniere is the director of that ensemble, and we're thrilled that they're going to be on the stage with us as well. Those are all new groups, but then got a long tradition of partnering with a number of other artists that will also be on the tree. We're thrilled to bring back Miller Street Dance Academy. It's been several years since we've been able to partner with them, and they are fantastic. Gray Seal Puppets. So I think this is the longest partnership that we've had at the Singing Christmas Tree. It's pretty sure it's over 30 years. The Gray Seal Puppets have long been a part of our production. Predominantly, they write our Singing Christmas Tree production for kids. It's Singing Christmas Tree for Kids. So this is an hour-long production that's really meant for preschool age families with preschool age children. And so it's really family friendly, shortened show. And it's got the puppets and all of the songs that really support that type of experience for families, young families. So that's a separate production that we do. And then there's the baby tree and then the big tree. But the full 2-hour production with an intermission is what we'll have Emmett Cahill and the Irish dancers. That Miller Street is a part of the baby tree, the Singing Christmas Tree for Kids, primarily is the role of Gray Seal Puppets. But they also perform on what we call the big tree, the whole 2-hour production. And they do just these amazing grand visuals, really larger than life type of experience stuff that they do with puppets. So it's not just little small hand puppet kind of stuff that they do. They're so good. They're just so creative. And I love collaborating with them because they have such great ideas. And we do new stuff every year. Another great collaborator is Caroline Keller, local country artist, emerging, fantastic singer. She has been on our production, featured on our production many times. But this year, she's bringing her band with her. So we've got the whole Caroline Keller band on stage to support her as well. And I'm excited about some duets that'll happen with Caroline and Emmett.
That baby Christmas tree sounds like we want to do that as adults, right? Because we like that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we have, just affectionately, we call it a tree band, but we have the finest musicians in Charlotte. When it comes to being able to play this broad spectrum of from pop to gospel to classical music, these are studio musicians. They're all local, and they are really the finest in town. We are so blessed to have them accompany, musically support the singers on the tree. It's really exciting to have them be a part every year of our production. And then for the baby tree, we have our Carolina Kids Voices. So we have summer camps that we do each year. And from those camps, they're show choir camps. One of our co-directors, Vanessa Davis, will lead these, I think it's 25 kids that will be on stage performing some classic songs, Blitzen's Boogie.
Wow.
And Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Some of the classic songs that some you may not have heard before, but it's such a, they're just sweet. And the kids are just so great. And it's, you know, the kids are, it's all movement as well as singing, theatrically fun. And the kids just are fantastic. So we're grateful to Vanessa Davis, one of our very own singers and board members who's been with the organization for many, many years, is leading the charge for leading these kids. And they have such a great time. Also new this year is an opportunity we're calling Spotlight. Because we're talking about community, here is our goal to help bring awareness to social service organizations that are doing something special in our community. Spotlight moment within the production, an opportunity for the audience to hear more and for those organizations to tell a little bit more about who they are. They're fairly young organizations, which is important. So awareness is important for them to get notoriety in the community and also garner some support. Families Forward, they are empowering families experiencing intergenerational poverty. So Families Forward Charlotte is one of those spotlight service organizations. And then Theater Gap Initiative. We've had a great relationship with Northwest School of the Arts over the years. Their former theater director, Corey Mitchell, is the lead of this new nonprofit, Theater Gap Initiative. And they provide college prep program for students of color aspiring to apply for a Bachelor of Fine Arts and conservatory programs. So we're really thrilled that both of these organizations get a spotlight moment, some awareness building for the community to know about what they're doing, the good stuff that they're doing.
You would think the Carolinas would be short of talent, but according to you,
no
way. We have talent all over the place.
And the city keeps growing, so new talent keeps coming in. It's so wonderful to be a part of that blossoming of creative development, as well as, you know, just the city growing in numbers, right?
If you're just not tuning in, we have got the amazing one. It's Pete Leo. He's the Artistic Executive Director with Carolina Voices. We can go right now to find out what day we want to go at carolinavoices.org, carolinavoices.org. So you have everybody listed, and then we can pick and choose.
Yeah. The Singing Christmas Tree production is on the weekend of December 9, 10, and 11. Friday night is the full 2-hour production. Saturday morning at 11 a.m. is the Singing Christmas Tree for Kids. Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. is the full production with Emmett Cahill, our wonderful Irish tenor. And Saturday evening, 7:30 p.m., the 10th of December, with Emmett Cahill. Then we reprise the Singing Christmas Tree for Kids program at 1:30 p.m. on Sunday, December 11. And then the full 2-hour production at 4 p.m., all at the wonderful Halton Theater on the central campus of CPCC.
And if folks are curious where the Halton Theater is, it is at 1206 Elizabeth Avenue. We love other campuses that CPCC has, but that main campus, we know exactly where to park. We know exactly where to go in and what to do. So yeah, tickets range from $13 to $50. So this is a good time to bring out the family. Most people have guests in town anyway, right? So you might as well bring them on out.
Parking is free. Free parking.
Stop.
Uptown, right?
Tell us more about the volunteerism
at
Carolina Voices, because I've learned that you guys truly love what you do.
Thanks. Volunteerism is the core of Carolina Voices and Carolina Voices success, really. I have experienced volunteerism in many other organizations, whether they be arts organizations, ministry organizations, educational organizations, but nowhere have I seen volunteerism to the level of Carolina Voices. That is what hooked me in and has kept me with the organization all of these years. Absolutely. Level of responsibility empowered into these volunteers, the scope of the numbers that make it happen. I'll give you a snapshot. So this 32-foot tall structure that houses anywhere between 75 to 100 singers. It'll be about 90 this year. It's got to be erected, right? It's got to be built up. So an army of volunteers comes in, and it's all our people. They just put this thing all together. It takes about 5 hours to build. You know, when the show is done, we tear it all down. But they were just this last Saturday painting set pieces, putting together all the theatrical set design, from organizing ushers to graphic design, putting together a number of possibilities that comes with a production of this scope and size. I don't want to forget to mention one of the really neat things that we do that is all about volunteerism, and that is our sneak peek performance. So we do a dress rehearsal, as any show would, at least 15 years ago. We began inviting social service organizations to bring their clients in. Folk from the community that would never be able to afford a ticket, but we want them to be able to see the show and be blessed by the spirit of the season and in the unique way that we provide that. And so over the years, hundreds of social service organizations, all local to Charlotte, have sent clients and brought clients free of charge to the production. This year is no different. I believe we're upwards of at least 50 organizations that will be represented. That is a unique situation. We always tell the audience it's a dress rehearsal, so we may have to stop. Fortunately, we haven't had to, at least in my time, but provide for them a really exciting show. And the energy is so reciprocal. It's amazing that we get the energy from this audience, such a lively audience, and it really boosts the cast to experience their energy and get us ready for the show. I liken the show as if it's Charlotte's version of the Rockettes. This is a musical theater spectacular, right? It has dancing and lights and theater and set design. It's a visual experience. New York City has these dancers, and we do too. And by the way, they do a kick line every year. Our visual centerpiece is this 32-foot tall tree. It's grand. It's massive. And the lighting that comes with it is really spectacular. So folks come to see that because it's so imposing and grand again. That's really what I think sets us apart as being this, you know, visual experience. It's made of steel. It is structurally sound to hold 90 plus singers on it. It's a safe place to be. Only those who signed the waiver get to stand on it.
I get it. You gotta be safe, and you keep people safe, right? Because you have a lot of integrity about yourself. So we're talking about Carolina Voices this morning. Okay, Pete Leo, let's dig into your musical career.
Okay.
When did it start? As a kid singing in your bedroom? You were in a band at the garage? What was it?
I am the youngest of four, and my older siblings were playing in the band, the elementary and middle school band, and I would stand in the aisle and wave my arms. So I was conducting the band from a wee age. The classic story is we had a family band. My dad played trombone. My brother played tuba. My mom played violin. My sister played French horn. My other brother played piano at the time. And I just conducted because I was only 5 years old or whatever like that. I didn't play an instrument. I would stand there in grandpa's tails in the tuxedo jacket that were dragging on the floor and just waving my arms. And so, yeah, just been a passion. I did study music education and choral conducting. Been a part of my life always.
I have been on the stage with the Charlotte Symphony Orchestra doing story time during Christmas. And I was watching and everybody knew their cue.
Yeah.
We're there to help people stay on track. Is that
the premise? The conductor's job, number one, keep it together.
That's a lot of people to be responsible for.
And that's the beauty of it, right? It's not so much that we have to be dictators and everybody does exactly what we do, but we bring out the artistry of each individual, the creativity, the whatever they have to offer in that moment. That's the beauty of collaboration.
Did I ask you before, how long have you been in this role?
So I started with Carolina Voices as the music director for the Singing Christmas Tree in 2011. And I became the artistic director in 2013 for the whole organization. And now I'm the executive director as well, managing the business side of it. So always been a labor of love.
Any tips for listeners who want to get into this structure of music? What college path are we going to take? Are we going to go to college for it? There's so many doors that we can enter.
I've been proud that Carolina Voices has welcomed high schoolers into our ranks. Certainly we have kids in our children's program. And when you interviewed Kevin Brawley, you learned about our new Amplify program for after school for children. And that's a great way to get the kids involved and just experience the arts, whether or not they think that it's going to be a profession for them or not. But my best bit of advice for anyone that's passionate about it is do it. Get involved. Find a way. And Carolina Voices is one of those ways to get involved as a volunteer at that level and just experience being with other artists. We're surrounded by professionals as well as other volunteers. And so you're constantly being inspired by the next level of artistry.
Carolina Voices, 68th Annual Singing Christmas Tree, Warm Sounds of the Season at CPCC Dale F. Halton Theater. Now we can go right now to CarolinaVoices.org to find out when we want to go see all the lineup. We can also see you, Pete Leo.
Yeah, I hope you will. Please buy your tickets today.
Buy your tickets today, because we need to mention some sponsors.
Carolina Voices is supported by the Infusion Fund, that collaboration between City of Charlotte and the Knight Foundation and ASC, Arts and Science Council, and we are grateful for their support.
But we can donate to you as being a nonprofit if we want to.
Please do. Absolutely. And you can find that on our website as well.
Thank you so much for joining us, Carolina Voices. We can go to CarolinaVoices.org. I want to thank our fabulous guest this morning. He's our artistic and executive director at Carolina Voices. It's Pete Leo. Hey, Jim.
Merry Christmas.
Happy holidays. Happy New Year.
Oh, I don't know where they're ready for that yet. Let's just do Christmas. Let's. We still got turkey to eat.
You're listening to the Francine Marie Show. We're popping out for a quick cup of tea, but we'll be right back.
This is my jam and jelly, y'all, on the Francine Marie Show. Spread that show out, girl. Spread it out.